All of you know, most of you know about the life of Paul, right? He is the author of the book of Romans.
大家都知道保罗是罗马书的作者。
You know that he was a very well-educated person.
他是一个受过很高深教育的人。
And he was also a very enthusiastic person.
他也是一个非常热心的人。
When he had certain goal, he wanted to really do it well.
他有很大的热忱，他有目标的时候就一定会去达成。
Before he was converted to Christian faith,
在他还没有被成为基督徒之前
，he was persecuting Christian.
他甚至是在逼迫基督徒。
He chased after them whenever they saw they have certain gathering. He would chase after them and he wanted to bring them to jail.
他在寻找聚集的基督徒，要他们抓起来放在监牢里面。
They tried them under Roman rules.
用罗马的政府的法律来审判他们。
But one day on his way to Damascus,
但是有一天去大树的路上
，Jesus appeared to him. God appeared to him.
耶稣或神亲自向他显现。
He was blind,
因为有一个光让他的眼睛失明。
But through this experience, he was converted to believe in Christ.
因为这样的经历，他认识了真神，也成为基督徒。
After that, his lifestyle turned 180 degrees.
但之后他的生命有180度的改变。
And he became one of the most important figure in the Christian history.
他因为他的高深的教育被神重用，所以他成为基督史里面一个重要的人物。
He was a world traveler. He evangelized a lot of people during his lifetime.
他到世界周游去传福音拯救了很多的灵魂。
He also was a scholar and theologian.
他甚至一个学者，是一个神学家。
Theologian in the sense that he wrote in his book a lot of Christian principle that we still hold on to today.
在他的写的书卷里面，有很多很深奥的神学思想，我们今天仍然是在学习。
As you know, he wrote many books in the New Testament.
我们都知道他在新约里面写了很多的书卷。
But something that really hit me is when we studied this portion of Romans on chapter 7.
当我们给我一个很大的震撼，就是当我们学习罗马书七章的时候。
I was thinking, Paul, you are so seasoned as a Christian and theologian and believer.
让我想到保罗是一个多么有经验、有成熟的一个基督徒。
Why you still have to struggle so hard in your life?
为什么在生活里面仍然有这么大的挣扎呢？
Paul talked here about two different laws.
保罗在这里讲到有两个基本的律。
One is a natural law.
第一个是自然的律。
You got a spiritual law.
第二个就是属灵的律。
The natural law governs all the event in the world.
自然律当然控制世界一切事情的运作。
Even from a scientific level, we talk about the cause and effect.
从科学的角度，我们看见有因有果。
So there are things that had to happen because of the way things are. These are called natural law.
有你做了一些的行为，就有一些的后果，这是因果的律。
But something I think we forget to also notice that human being also is under a natural law that control Paul as well as control us.
所以每一个人都受了这个自然律的控制。这个自然律控制保罗，也控制我们，影响我们每一个人。
And that is our sinful nature.
这就是我们的原罪。
It won't go away. We cannot erase it like we delete it in a computer.
这是我们的这个罪性，我们不能够把它消除掉的。
It's always there.
一直存在的。
And if you look for that law to govern our life.
如果我们去寻找那个控制我们生活的这个律
As Paul mentioned, we may go into real frustration because we have this struggle between this natural law to do good, the spiritual law in that sense, and also the natural law of the sinful nature. The two are always in struggle and in conflict.
所以在我们的生活里面有属灵的律要我们叫我们去做好的，但是我们自然律却常常要我们去做我们不想做的事。这两个律就在影响我们的生活，让我们产生许多的挣扎。
Because when we God created us, He gave us all a conscience.
因为神给我们创造我们的时候，让我们有一个良知。
This conscience gives us an idea of what is right and what is wrong.
这个良知告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
However, this conscience is not a perfect guideline for a person's life.
但是这个良知却不是一个完美的一个东西。
Because it depends on your culture, on your upbringing, how you develop this criteria in terms of conscience.
因为良知会受到文化跟传统的影响。Even
the barbarian have their conscience.
甚至野蛮人也有他们所谓的一些的良知。But
their conscience is different than ours.
他们的良知或良心跟我们也许不太一样。Killing
is not necessarily bad in that sense.
宰杀。 在那些野蛮人来说，也许不是一件坏事。
But each of us have a conscience, and all of us know that no matter what, in what kind of stages we live in, what area of this world, we know deep in us what is right and what is wrong.
但是神让我们有这个良知，在我们不论我们的时代，不论我们的环境，告诉我们什么是对的，什么是不对的。But
this sense of right and wrong actually can be different depending on our upbringing.
但是这个良知知道对错，会变得麻木，因为会受到我们的文化、我们的背景的影响。But
this spiritual law is the other worry talk about is on the spiritual dimension because we are spiritually created.
这个属灵的律呢，也是神赐给我们，因为。 神，我们是神造的，是一，我们也是一个属灵的活物。
Animals that they don't have that to deal with, but human being is a special creation of God.
这个是将人与动物分开来，动物没有灵性，他们不受这个灵界的律来控制。So
God gave us this capability in the spiritual sense to know what is right and what is wrong.
所以从人的角度，我们有另外一个属灵的律来影响我们，让我们知道对或错。However,
because of sins and Adam and Eve,
但是因为亚当夏娃的他们所犯的罪，
we inherited the original sin, this sinful nature.
这个所谓的原罪也传给我们每一个人，我们都有这个罪性存在。
And as we go and share later on in the today, you know that we can't blame Adam and Eve.
所以我们实在不能够怪罪于亚当和夏娃，因为我们每一个人都有这个罪性。
We have freedom to choose.
每一个人都有选择的这个自由。
And if we have been in Adam and Eve's position, we probably have done the same thing.
如果我们站在亚当夏娃的 这个地位，我们也许当初也会犯同样的错误。But
the Bible told us the wages of sin is death.
但是圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。But
then God loved us so much, He provided a way for us to get out of this difficult situation, like Paul had mentioned.
但是神却爱我们到一个地步，他赐给我们一条出路，让我们有一个解决的方法。
So today, I'm going to share with you the portion of this sharing is about salvation.
所以这一段我所讲的是跟救恩有关的。As
Paul mentioned here to summarize that, Paul finds these two laws in his life struggling.
所以简单的来总结，保罗在这里说到在生活、生命里面有两个律在征战。So
I want to do something good by thought I do, but yet I cannot do it or didn't want to do it.
我知道什么是对的，但是我或者是没有能力去做，或者是不想。He
is saying that if it depends on my human flesh and ability, we cannot accomplish that level of purity and perfection.
或者换一个角度说，如果用我们这个肉体的能力，我们不能够做得那么完美。
I want to share a little bit of very important principle about salvation with you this morning.
今天早上愿意与你分享一些救恩的一些的原则。
I'm going to use a little illustration.
我举一个例子。
Stephen, would you like to help me? Come up with me. Take a backpack off.
把你的背带放下上来帮助。
I really appreciate and enjoy your music. You are actually very talented. Music. But I'm going to help you with something else today, okay? Okay. So I'll let you just wait, okay? I'll say a few words first. A couple of months ago, and my wife and I were doing some international travel.
几个月以前我跟妻子在旅游。
One of the things in my list is put down that I have to bring.
我准备要带的一些的东西就是我手上拿的这一个。
Okay. You understand after I show it to you.
你看了就会明白这是什么东西。
In order to use your iPod, your hair dryer, your computer, your phone, when you go to other country, you have to use the right kind of connection. Otherwise, you cannot charge the equipment you're going to use.
美国的电源跟世界不一样，所以如果你要去在旅游的时候使用一些的电器的话，你需要有一些特别的仪器。
So I it came to my mind about this, and I said, well, maybe if I use this illustration, you will be able to state your mind better about the importance of salvation.
我用这个例证就帮助你了解跟记忆救恩的一些的原则。
And what you have to do to make sure you have salvation.
我们需要做什么让你知道你有得救的确据？
Stephen, there's a wall outlet there, okay?
这个,
Can you help me to plug this in for me?
这个插头, 你帮助我把它插上。 You can't do it.
What? Doesn't fit? How come? I'll try another one.
插不进去,奇怪,为什么?
How about this one?
换一个吧。好。
How about this?
换另外一个，再换一个。
Try that one.
还是差不多，看一下。
I still don't work. Okay, I'm sorry.
对不起。
Must have the wrong one, huh?
搞错了。
Let me see. How about this one?
这是这个。
Try that one.
似乎大概有。
Oh, okay, that works. Okay, come back here, Stephen.
终于对了，可以用。
Now, we call that an adapter.
Okay,
an adapter. We call that an adapter. Okay. In order to plug in the electric source, you have to have the right plug, right? So there's an adapter, right? Okay. Now, this adapter is not enough because different countries use different electric power and current, right? If you put the wrong thing in, you can burn your very expensive electrical or your digital, whatever. So you need, what do you need? You need a transformer, right? Okay,
so
I have the transformer. See if you can put this in. Put it into that.
But
no, on that one, yeah, on the adapter. Does it fit? Okay, good. Come back here. Now, so we have the adapter and transformer. What else do you need in order to plug in your iPod and charge it, and phone, cell phone, and all that? What else do you need?
除了这个两个器以外，还需要什么其他的仪器吗？
You need a charger. right? Project. Wow, this is where we have trouble.
充电器.
Each different gadget needs a different charger. If you don't have the right charger, you cannot charge, right?
每一个不同的电器都有不同的这个充电的充电器.
If you don't have the right charger, if you don't bring it with you, you cannot charge your phone, your iPod, your whatever. And if you have no electricity, you can't use it, right?
如果你没忘记带某一个电器,
so you have to bring the right charger with you.
充电器的话,
but if you have a lot of different gadget, you have to bring this all with you.
你去旅行的时候要把这么多的充电器带.
And you can get it, you mix up too, right? Now, I have a cell phone here. It's probably running out of electricity, running out of battery pretty soon. Now, will you short this out and plug it in to charge it for me? Why I talk to them?
你可不可以在这么多的充电器上找一个合适的
Well, the idea came to mind. I was praying about the sharing today. I'd like you to think of the power source as being God, the only one God that we believe in.
我想我们用这个例证来解释这个电源，这好像我们是有独一的真神一样.
And the adapter represents our faith.
这个适应器就代表我们的信心.
First, you have to identify the God that you want to believe in.
去让你去认识这一位真神.
Then you have to have faith to trust in this God.
那么你对这个神需要有一些的信心.
And when you put your faith in this God, then you can make the connection.
你对神有信心的话，就好像把这个适应器插在这个电源上.
And I believe that is the first phrase of Christian belief, and that is salvation.
就是基督救恩的第一步.
You have to believe this is the only true God.
你需要认识这是独一的真神.
And you are willing enough to accept that you are a sinner.
你也愿意承认自己是罪人.
And you are created by Him.
你是他所造的.
And He sent Christ down in order to save us from our sin.
他使基督道成肉身来拯救我们.
And you make that connection and you believe in, that's where salvation occurs.
你用这个信心跟这个电源接上头, 这就是救恩的开始.
No, this one is not, this is not a charger. This one is for the earphone. You plug into here. The charger is over here, okay?
它还在这么多的这个充电器里面,
yeah, I'll let you work on that a little more. So the first important thing about salvation is that you have to understand what you believe.
所以救恩的第一步就是你要知道、认识清楚你所信的是什么。
The Bible said Christ pronounced himself as being the only Savior.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣称自己是独一的救主。
Because Christ said, "I am the way."
我是道路。
I am the truth.
我是真理。
And I am life.
我是生命。
You cannot go to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And Christ said that if you see me, you see my Father, which is God in heaven.
耶稣也说，你看了我就等于看见了神。
And you believe me, you can believe God in heaven.
你相信我等于你相信神.
So as you look at your note, there's summary in English, Chinese, A and B. Knowing and accepting the only true God is the prerequisite. That is the most important principle.
结论那里说到，救恩第一件事情就是你要认识并接受真神.
And in order to make it work, in order to have your sin forgiven, first, you have to accept you are a sinner.
也需要认识自己是罪人.
It doesn't matter you are Chinese, you are African, and or you are a Middle Eastern, like somebody from Turkey.
无论你是中国人、非洲人，或者是中东、土耳其人。
As you know this God, you believe in Him, you have your salvation.
你认为你只要接受这一位真神。
Because John 3:16 said, whoever believes in Him, shall have everlasting life.
所以约翰福音三章十六节说，只要你接受神，就可以得到救恩。
Now,
具有永恒的生命。
How are you doing, Stephen? You find the right one? Good, good for you.
他终于找到了这个。
Okay, thank you. You can go back to the seat. You can give me back. You can why you bring all those things back to me. But you know, today actually I was trying to share on two dimensions. One is salvation, and the other one is transformation.
所以今天我跟大家分享的第一部分是救恩，但是第二部分就是蜕变。
But in order to be transformed, you need Christ in our life.
若需要有蜕变的事情发生，你必须有基督在你的生命里面。
I use the charger, the transformer illustrate that in a Christian life, after you are saved, you need Christ in your life.And along with the Holy Spirit and the Bible, His Word, that is what's going to transform your life, a little by little, day by day.
除了跟这个电源接上以外，我们需要变压器才能够把这个电压变成正确的。所以在我们的生命里面，我们有了神以外，有基督以外，我们需要圣灵和真理。
But before the transformation is effective, you have to have the right charger.
但是在这个蜕变正常的运作之前，你需要有一个变压器。
And I use the charger represent in terms of our worldview, how we look at life, how we look at the world, how we look at each other, how we look at life in general, why we are here, where are we going.
或者是有一个充电器，这个变压器把电的电压变得正确以后。你还有一个充电器，就是这个圣灵跟真道帮助我们改变我们的世界观，帮助我们有能力。
And the most important is, the most important thing is,
最重要的就是
，you have to be willing, but you have free will. You can choose. You cannot. You say I do not accept the fact that there is only way to get transformation, or you can just sit there not doing anything. But transformation needs action from our part.
更重要的是，你需要有这个渴慕的心，让愿意去有这一个的蜕变发生。
Well, the second thing you look at the list there, the second thing, second item.I'd like to share with you a little bit, something, understanding a little more about the original sin and our human nature.
第二，我愿意与大家分享的就是我们对于这个罪性的了解。
Well, somebody said, well, I don't kill anybody, I don't do anything real bad, you know, I'm not a thief, and why am I a sinner?
可能有人会说，我不杀，我不抢，我不做坏事，为什么我是坏人？
Let us look at a little episode that Christ illustrates in the book of Mark, chapter 10.
那我们看马可福音第十章，耶稣和少年财主中间的对话。
Why don't we just read verse 17 and 18?Not Roman. Mark, you have that? Well, the story goes that a rich young ruler, very educated ruler, came to Christ and he said, not a ruler, but a young man, very educated, has very good background because he looked at the Ten Commandments very seriously. And he...Came to Christ.
有一个少年人来见耶稣。这个少年人是一个 很好的人。
And he asked, why is a good master? And he asked him a question.
他问耶稣说，良善的夫子。
Why call me good?
耶稣说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？
Christ said, no one, I quote, no one is good except God alone.
除了神一位之外，没有良善的。
Well, in fact, the Bible said one verse was saying that, how do you consider to be sin? How do you define sin?
圣经告诉我们，你怎么为罪下定义呢？
The Bible said that if you know what good to do and you don't not do it, you sin.
圣经说，知善而不行的，就是罪了。
More or less, it's a sin of inaction and indifference.
或者是说成了不关心的这个罪。
The other thing about sin is that human beings have this, as I said, tendency to sin.
人都有罪性，有犯罪的这个欲念。
There are many idealistic people about life, and they thought deep about life. They want to be a saint, want to be a good person.
有很多修士，他们想成为一个完全人。
So for centuries, no matter whether you're in Buddhism, some religion, or even in Christianity, people be shot to the monastery.
所以很多这些人都跑去隐居在修道院也好，庙寺也好。
So they can keep themselves away from the temptation of this world.
来与世界所对人发出的引诱来隔阂。
But you know, that is really not the real answer to stay pure.
但是这不是成为圣徒的一个最好的方法。
And I don't believe they ever become a saint just being in a monastery.
我不相信在庙里，在修道院里面修道会帮你成为一个圣徒。
I used to tell a little joke about that. In Chinese, you have heard of the phrase, 狗肉和尚.
在中文，我们听到酒肉和尚这个名词。
They cannot, not supposed to eat meat, right? It's a monk. But if they smell the meat, they really try to get there and eat it, even though they are in the monastery.
我们都知道和尚是吃斋的，不能吃素，吃素的不能吃荤。
They even like to drink wine, right?
肉味就蠢蠢欲动。
Many of you like Chinese food.
很多人都喜欢吃中国餐。
There is a very famous, very expensive dish called 粿条肠。
有一道很好的、很出名的汤，叫做佛跳墙。
It smells so good that across the monastery, across the wall, even the monk want to get across that wall to go to that place to have that special dish called 佛跳墙。
这个汤香，这个味飘到庙里头，和尚都跳墙。
To put the illustration aside, that showed that the human heart, is sinful.
这就证明人心是有罪性的。
No matter how hard you try to be a good person in this life,
不论你多努力想要成为一个好人，
when the occasion came, the temptation came, if you depend on yourself, you will not be able to resist it.
当试探来到的时候，你不能够靠自己的力量来胜过它。
Well, sad to say, recently, last few years, you have heard about a lot of priests being sued.
在过去几年，我们都听到有很多天主教里面的神父被告。
The calling and vocation is to be God's servant, yet they cannot avoid this human temptation.
他们虽然被呼召成为神的仆人，但是他们不能够胜过肉体上的试探。
Let's look at item B. 2B.
我们看。
Now there are three Bible, three group of Bible verses I put together here, and I guess to save some time so I can share more with you, I won't read through those verses. But you trust me that I have lined up those verses, including.The original sin I'm talking about into three columns. I call it the good, and then the middle column, what I call the original sin, where Adam and Eve, which is the root of human evil, and then the bad part. Now, in the book of Colossians and Galatians, in the book of Galatians in the chapter 3, verses 12 to 14,list about 8 good qualities that God wants us to have.
在第二项的第二个圣经举例的好和坏的行为那里面，我列出了三段的经文，在哥罗西书三章十二到十四节里面，记载了八项好的品格。
And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it lists 9 fruits of the Spirit.
在加拉太书第五章，22到23节，那印错了。
I notice that there are three of them are duplicate. Now they are the same, like kindness, gentleness, and patience. They are all mentioned in both lists.
有些重复的，讲到喜乐、和平、良善等等。
But if you group the two together, you have about 12 good qualities that we can learn.
你把两段的经文综合在一起，可以找出十二个好的品格，我们可以学习的。
And I'll list them. Okay, these are the quality of life that all of us want to have to be a good person.
这是一个好人生命里面应该展现的品格。
Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, self-control.
都已经列出来了，我不再重复。
And on the bad portion, which is listed in Colossians 3:5-9.
在坏的行为方面是彰显在哥罗西书三章五到九节那里。
And you know, Paul, who wrote this book, Colossians, also listed 12 bad habits and bad behavior that we should avoid in life.
也讲到保罗也讲到十二种不好的行为或者心态。
I'll list them: sexual immorality, impurity, uncleanliness, lust or wrong passion, evil.Or sinful desire, greed, idolatry, anger, rage, malice, slander or blasphemy, filthy language, and lie.
这些都列在坏那一栏下。
Now these are in existence in this world. You don't have to look hard for it because you will read the newspaper every day. There will be under this listing, and a lot of these were under this listing.
我们有很多的生活里面所看见的，都包括在这两项下头。
However, we have also to understand that from the very beginning, at the time of Adam and Eve, this kind of sins or bad behavior already exists, but it only started at the root.
我们知道，早在亚当夏娃的时期，这些所谓的罪行已经显现在人的生活里面。
What I'm saying is that you can classify all this into three main categories.
我们可以把这些罪行综合在三种表现的方式里头。
In the Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it listed as number one, the pride of life.Number two, sinful pleasure. And number three, to be wise like God, meaning that you become God and in full control of your life.
在创世纪第三章里面已经讲得很清楚，就是生命的骄傲、罪恶的情欲和自己想做神的这个欲望。
Interestingly, in the First John, in the New Gospel, New Testament, First John chapter 2, verse 16.
很有趣的，在约翰一书第二章第十六节那里面也是这样说。
It is more illustrative in terms of the dimension of these roots of sin.
也在形容这个人罪性的一些的种类。
Number one, cravings of sinful man.
第一个就是今生的骄傲。
Remember, look at the word craving. Think about craving. It can get into a lot of categories of sin.
想到人心里面所的欲望是什么？
Lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲。
And then third one, boasting of what one has and does.
这今生的骄傲，这个夸口自己的成就和产业。
And I believe these are the roots, the original sin, can affect each of us. We manifest it just in different way in life. Some worse, maybe some less.
这就是原罪在人的生命里面影响我们有不同层次的一个表现，有的是很强烈的表现，其实是隐隐的表现。
Let's look at some of the bad behavior, common habits that as human being possess.
让我们在我们生活里面常见的习惯上来寻找这些产物。
I think that under the heading of craving, you can list many, many things.
在人的欲望之下，我们可以列出很多很多种。
I just list a few like the pride for doing well, pride of achievement.
所以我们为今生的我们的成就感到骄傲。
And the pleasure of overindulgence is something that we like.
我们沉溺于一些某一些的享乐上。
You know, obesity is very prominent in Indiana. Don't know whether you know or not.
这个人太胖啊，特别是美国人，在印第安纳州是非常的普遍。
Indiana apparently is up high in the list for having obese people.
所以我们这一个州在美国的肥胖的这个州里面是出名的，数一数二。
To the point that they try to do something to correct it, especially young people. You know why? They sit on the TV and they chew popcorn, they drink soft drink, and they all night long watching TV and just chewing it up.
原因也许是因为孩子们花太多时间坐在电视机前面吃喝不运动。
Well, overindulgence is watching TV. It's also another bad habit.
沉迷于看电视。
But what is worse is a lot of those TV programs are not healthy for young people, not to talk about adults.
有很多电视上的节目对少年人是不适合
的。That's why the crime rate is so high in this country.
也是造成这个国家犯罪率提高的一个原因之一。
And some of young people who like to play computer games.You can spend hours and hours playing games.
有很多人喜欢打电玩。
Some of them become so realistic that they kind of, you know, project into real life.
有些电玩的那些画面真是很写真的，让我们以为真是活在那个环境里面。
I wonder why some of those massive killings that we experience in this country has something to do with.The person being indoctrinated by those computer games, shooting people around.
也许会造成我们看到社会里面有很多的屠杀就是因为这样的结果。
But you may say, "Oh, I'm adult. I'm mature. I'm not worried about those things."
我对那些事情不太电玩不太熟悉。
But I tell you, besides eating, shopping can become a bad habit too.
但是我可以告诉你，除了 吃以外，去购物中心买东西。
You can call on to that without conscious of it.
也会造成一些的习惯。
Buy one get three free.
买一送二送三。
Wow, that was a good deal.
一个很好的一个
I don't need four suit, but why not buy one? You get three out three of them, so you get four suit with one price, right?
我不需要这么多套的西装，但是这里说买一套送加外加两套。
But I don't know how much they jack up the first, you know, the first suit.
他可能把第一套西装的价钱提高了。再送您三套。
Well, I think we in this area we have a very popular store. Very popular store.
在我们这附近有一个很吸引人的一个店。
Not only you get mailings, oh, 20% off, 30% off.
常常有这些减价的。这些 coupon 寄寄到。
You buy $50, they give you $10 back.
你去买十块钱的东西，他送你十块钱。
We can easily caught into that. We buy a lot of things we don't need.
我们就很容易掉到那个陷阱里面买，我们买很多我们根本不需要的。
I'm not saying you. I have the same kind of temptation too.
他有很多的这种方面的试探。
But I try the same way. If I buy it now, I save it, so I can give it to somebody. You know, I save some money.
但是我很喜欢去找廉价的，或者是节省一些钱。
Okay, down the list, self-righteousness.
自以为意。
Even spiritually, we can get to that level. We think that we're spiritual. We look down at somebody else. The Bible said you shouldn't do that. You should look at other person. You know.Just like itself, as I do, you know, don't look down on people just because of your accomplishment.
自义这一件事情，甚至可以发生在基督徒的身上。我们用一个审判人的眼光来衡量教会里面人的灵性。
Judging, gossiping,
论断谗言
or even being lazy,
甚至懒惰。
And also, many of us have the habit of procrastination. If you need to do something, we just put it aside. Didn't want to do it. It's part of laziness or part of that we didn't want to deal with it.
某种的懒惰使我们开始拖延我们应该做成的工作。
And the last one is indifference. Indifference that is, well, how can indifference be a sin?
最后一个是冷漠或不关心，特别是对罪的事上。
But the Bible tells us, if you really know something you ought to do, help somebody, something good to do, that you can very well do it, but you became very indifferent and you don't want to do it. The Bible tells us this is already a sinful behavior.
如果圣经告诉我们，如果我们看到好的事情不去做，而让我们开始产生对这些事情不关心的，这个就是罪。
So I This is only the first half of what I want to share.
这是我第一部分想与大家分享。
But I think that I try to have a break now and try to share a song with you.
那我们暂停一下，我愿意与你分享一首诗歌。
And this very song is very easy to learn.
这首诗歌很容易学。
And when I pick this song, I have actually, two thoughts.
我选这一首诗歌的原因是这样。
One thought is that I know that within us, among us, there may be still friends that are searching. You haven't made a commitment to believe in Christ.
我知道在我们当中，也许仍然有慕道者。
And I hope this is time for you to think about what we share today.
也许这个时候我们可以一起来思想一下我今天与大家分享的
about the meaning of life and what believing God means and what salvation means
是思想生命的意义信神的意义和救恩的意义
And secondly, I hope that those of us who are already Christian.
第二，我相信，我想大家在座的信徒们
also take this time at the end of the year to reflect upon your life.
也在这个年终的时候做一些的反省。
And ask God to help us in this process of transformation.
让我们在这个基督徒蜕变的这些，或者是成圣的这个道路上。
I believe this song is timeless.
我觉得这首诗歌很有意义。
I remember singing it in my wedding.
我在我的婚礼上唱这首诗。
And I think this is still an appropriate time to think about the meaning of this song, and I want to share with you.
这是一个很合适的时间来思想这首诗歌里面歌词的意义。
Every day in our life, if we want to live a good life, to have peace, we need a savior.
每天我们需要有救主与我们同在。
I was going to share with you actually about our human behavior, our human habit, why we develop them.
有点想与大家分享我们人的习惯是怎么养成的。
And how we can change our bad habits, change our bad behavior.
然后怎么来改变我们的坏的习惯。
But first of all, we need to do it in the right approach.
我们需要从一个正确的角度来进入这一个题目。
We have to be willing.
我们需要愿意有渴慕这样的心态。
Many of you have heard of Alcoholic Anonymous.
再来一遍。
Many of you have heard of Alcoholic Anonymous.
我们很多人都听过这个匿名戒酒协会的这一个名词。
A lot of people who are in different type of addiction have trouble getting out of it.
很多人，酒徒，有酒瘾的，不能够真正的戒酒。
Even Alcohol Anonymous, which has been a long history of getting people out of addiction from alcohol.
虽然这个匿名戒酒协会帮助很多人戒酒。
Actually, they have what they call a 12-step program.
借着一个所谓十二步的步骤
And I looked it up. And within that 12th step, even the name God was mentioned a few times.
在这个十二步戒酒的步骤里面 神的名字被提到好多次。
Because they believe that they need a higher power, they need God to be able to achieve to get away from addiction.
因为他们相信如果要真正的戒酒 需要有从上面来的能力。
I was going to share with you some of the study experiments scientists were doing about human behavior.
我想与大家分享一些科学研究对于人的行为或者是形态。
But you can look it up yourself and some of the things that are listed and you can study it yourself. But something that is basically agreed by scientists, neuroscientists and neuropsychologists and so forth, and that is with the study that they done using the brain and special MRI and studies, the conclusion is that old habits or bad habits cannot be deleted from our brain.
从这些所谓神经的心理学用一些的仪器来了解人的脑部的构造的时候，发现旧的或坏的习惯不能够被从脑中真正的清除掉。
But they can only be overcome by good habits.
但是他们却可以被一些新的或好的习惯来取代，来压制。
And obviously, I myself have a lot of things unhappy about my way of doing things and my urge to do certain things that I don't think is right.
当然我们在自己的生活里面都知道有些事情有些习惯是我们都不喜欢。
And that's why I start looking into this topic and reading about it the last 2 or 3 months.
这也是促成我做这些研究的原因。
I thought I would share with you, but I don't have time today. I only summarize to say that as Christian, where I've been for many years.
但是, 我可以总结来说, 成为一个基督徒,
I have the same problem that Paul was talking about.
我很, 与保罗所做的这个, 讲的这个挣扎, 有同感。
I have to say, if I don't get close to God, ask Him for forgiveness and for strength, I will not be able to survive and be happy.
我必须承认, 如果我不与神亲近, 有神饶恕我的时候, 我有很多的, 好像这样的挣扎。
So all of us need Christ as our Savior.
所以我希望我们有基督做我们的救主。
And if you are here today, you are not a Christian, I urge you to think deeply about your life. Maybe this is the time for you to accept Christ as your Savior before the new year begins.
所以在年终的时候，我们常常做一个新年的一个决定，希望你决定是愿意让基督成为你的救主。
You turn to the hymn in time like this. I want to have you learn this hymn and this song. I just sing a couple of verses first, and then I'd like you to join me to sing all three verses. Remember, the third verse you sing is a commitment. If you are not ready, you don't have to sing it, but I hope you are all ready. Because the third verse means that when you sing, you are asking God to be your Savior, that you already accepted Him in your mind, that you have Him as a Savior in your life. I'll sing the first two verses and then to give you an idea of the melody. In time like this, you need a Savior. In time like this, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In time like this, you need the Bible. In time like this, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Let's sing the first two again together and also go on to the third one. When you go to the third one, are you all to stand up? But not for the first two verses. In time like this, you need a Savior. In time like this, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus.
Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. With the solid rock. In time like this, you need the Bible. In time like this, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor and grips the solid wall.
Let's all stand up and sing the last words.
In time like this, you have a Savior. In time like this, a bit of idle, feeling so sure. I'm very sure my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips a solid wall.
第四堂，
请坐。
Ah, with the projection, we'll get the video music ready. You want to help me to pass this out?You like to pass this? This is, I would say, this gift song I have for you is that you're going to be seeing the video just for a few minutes for the conclusion of this. Let me just pass it here. Yeah. And the wordings are there. This is a very well-known song, and some of you may know, some may not know. But try to read the meaning of this song, and hopefully that will be a kind of encouragement for the coming year.
我在搭这张纸张上面有一首诗歌也许大家有的人也许很熟悉的希望这首诗歌在未来的一年里面成为你的鼓励。
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide for in his light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you.
We're going to conclude this service by closing prayer. I'd like Father Daniel to give us a closing prayer in Mandarin.
在行事为人方面都能够更讨你的喜悦，除去我们以往坏的习惯，养成讨你喜悦的习惯，至于我们的生活真是被这个属灵的律来支配，而不再受我们的肉体的律来支配。我们求主帮助这种弟兄姐妹在未来的一年里面能够满有主你的恩典，让我们的自己个人，我们的配偶，我们的家人，我们的一切的亲戚朋友们都因为看见我们在主里面的改变而认识有一位真神，也愿意来认识你。求主赐福给我们，听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
黑板。
我们感谢上